All right. Welcome out this morning, guys. I know that I see some of you are looking a lot more tan. Jamaica must have been very nice to you. Well, you want me to show you right now? You heard about those beaches, huh? All right. We'll have some stuff about the Jamaica trip a little bit later during recognition and some announcements about upcoming trips. But we want to jump right into the business briefing this morning. As a quick housekeeping note, if you could take out any of the cell phones, literally it's your business partner today. It keeps everything for you, I know. And you're a really important person, and people are going to want to get in touch with you today right during this presentation. And it's going to be a distraction. So if you could just silence those for the next few minutes, out of respect for the gentleman who's come all the way from Arkansas to share this information for us today. This gentleman is not only a ringer in the company, but this gentleman has been chosen by the corporate office to literally run half the United States. Like, that's a big responsibility. This gentleman I directly report to on what is going on here in Utah, and he's here to help all of us grow our business. Would you give it up for Mr. Daniel Abbott?
All right, good morning. Well, good to be in Utah. I actually was telling Dave the story this morning and Mike the other day. So I've been in Utah before, but it was a long, long time ago. I actually flew into Salt Lake City with my grandparents to come to a performance club trip. We went to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and we flew into Salt Lake City and drove up there. So I actually stayed the night here, but was, I think, 12 years old at the time, 12, 13. So wasn't here for business, that was for sure. So, well, first of all, I'll tell you a little bit about my background. As Dave said, I'll kind of talk more about it in my training. But when I got started with this company, I was in college. I actually dropped out of college to do this full time. And some of you probably go, what the heck, you know, drop out of college. But I was actually in my last semester of college. I was getting a business marketing degree at Arkansas State University. And I don't know if anybody ever been to Arkansas before, but I'm in northeast Arkansas, so it's flat land. We don't get to see the mountains in Arkansas. We rice and beans. So if you don't know anything with farmers or you don't sell to farmers, you're in trouble. So business marketing is not really, you know, a high-demand industry in Arkansas. But what I come to find out was I've joined a fraternity, had some older friends, and sat down with them and was having a meal, and we got to talking about they had graduated. They were a little older than me. One of them had a business marketing degree. He was about $85,000 in student loan debt. The other one had an international business studies degree. He was a little more in student loan debt, almost close to right at six figures in student loan debt. Those were the guys that we lived off of in college. They just lived off their student loans. I don't think they know anybody like that. But those were my two friends that did that. But what they found out, they ended up graduating. One went to work for Dillard, selling suits in the mall. The other one's working for a fast food chain. He was the manager of a fast food operation. So neither one of them were doing anything with their degree. And what we kind of all three summed up was our lack of experience outweighed the big fancy degree we all had on the wall, or I was about to get. So I was in my last semester, and I called up my grandparents, and I said, listen, I don't want to finish college, because when I get done, I'm going to be in the same shape I am right now. So I ended up calling them. We talked about, and they actually went through this presentation I'm about to go over with you, and I started full-time from right then. That's a whole other part that I'll talk about in my training. So first thing is, if you're a guest in the room today and you have a cell phone, hopefully somebody sent you a link of a app, and it's a totally free app that you're actually going to be able to follow along with me. And if you're an associate in the room this morning, you can pull up your app and follow along. But the cool thing is, you can actually see everything I'm talking about and actually follow on your smartphone. So let's talk about business in 2018. How many people would agree the last, I would say, 5 years, the business world has changed, right? We're seeing companies do what it used to take companies decades to do. And we're seeing companies churn out $1 billion in a quarter when we used to see companies, startup companies, take years to get to $1 billion revenue. They're doing it in months now. And we could agree that some of these companies, and we'll reference a few of them here in a minute, but they're very simple, right? Some of them are so simple, they're stupid. right? We look at it and go, I thought of that a long time ago. I just didn't do anything about it, right? They're disruptive. We're seeing companies not go out and invent a whole new industry and try to sell us something that none of us know. They're taking an industry that already millions of dollars are being spent in, billions of dollars. They're disrupting it digitally, and they're making a killing. And you see here they have a noble cause. And this, we see this a lot. We hear a lot of it on the news and even in our company about the millennials, about how we, I'm a millennial, by the way, so I say we. But I say that, you know, everybody says, well, millennials are just tired of going to work and just, you know, hopefully can retire in 30 years. I say we all generations have felt that way at some point, right? Well, we've all got to a point where I remember my parents, they didn't really want to go to work and just work for somewhere 30 years and then hopefully they could retire. But the problem is eventually we all realize we got to pay the bills. Millennials, we just stay in our parents, right? And some of y'all see that. So they're not easily duplicated. These companies get so big so fast. Some companies try to duplicate them, but it's hard to because they own the industry, because they've got so big. And then they have an app. So let's look at some examples real quick. You know what this is? Right, I went to Vegas a few weeks ago, and Vegas is one of the very few places that I still see a ton of taxi cabs, because most places you travel to, I never see a taxi cab. All I see is these little stickers on cars, right? We all know what that is? Uber. But wouldn't we agree, let's say 10 years ago, that when we traveled, we didn't have an option. We had to take a taxi cab, right? If you went somewhere and you didn't have a rental car, you had to take a taxi. But today, in 2018, you pull up an app on your phone or even your smartwatch, you hit a button, you tell the driver where you're going before you even get in the car. It tells you how much you're going to pay and what kind of car that person's going to be driving, what they look like, how long they've been with the company. You can look up everything about that person before you ever get in the car. So doesn't that sound more like 2018 than a yellow car, right? So we would agree this is not only simpler, easier, and more affordable, it makes sense. It sounds better, right? So let's look at this, Blockbuster. Now remember these? In Arkansas, we didn't have Blockbusters. Actually, there was a couple of them. We had Hometown Video, so the name says it all, right? But we would agree that years ago, we used to go and have to get off work, go buy a crowd at Blockbuster, rent a movie, and usually when we get there, we can't even rent the movie we really wanted because there's only a certain number of copies. So you end up settling for something, and then you got a certain amount of time you have to watch the movie in and then rush it back. It sounds like crazy madness, right? Now, thinking about it, we all think, how did we used to do that? But now there's a company came along and totally changed the way we rent movies. And this company didn't only change the way we rent movies, they changed the movie industry, period. Because you think about it, a few weeks ago, Black Panther movie came out. There was, you know, tons. It was one of the most downloaded movies here of recent. And nobody went to Walmart and bought that movie, right? Nobody went to Walmart and bought that movie. What'd you do? You went on iTunes, you went on Google Play, you bought it, and you could watch it right then. So doesn't that sound easier than going to Walmart and searching for the title? Hopefully they have enough copies. And then having to go home and then watch it? Sounds much better, right? And Netflix totally changed the game. So we would agree Netflix is a whole lot easier than going and fighting a crowd to try to find a video that usually we couldn't find anyway. That sounds more like 2018 than what we used to do. So let's look at the legal profession. So we would all agree that today we all know about attorneys, right? I mean, I know in Arkansas, I don't know about here, but they advertise everywhere, right? Billboards, all kinds of stuff. Legal professions. Let's just say Monday morning something happened where you had to call an attorney. You didn't have an option. You had a wreck, something happened, and you had to call a law firm. So you pick up the phone, you call an attorney. And first off, let's say, how would you find an attorney to call? Google, Facebook, or billboards, or Yellow Pages if you can find them, right? That's the options. So let's say you find an attorney, you get reference to this attorney, you call it and he says, hey, I'll take your case, but before we can even talk, really have a conversation about it, you need to pay me a $5,000 retainer up front. Is that out of norm? Nope. But let's say you do some more research, you do some more calling, you call another attorney, he says $2,500. Which one are we all going to choose? $2,500. Now, which one we have probably got better service with? The $5,000. But wouldn't we agree $2,500 is still expensive for an expense that you weren't planning on having? And we would all agree most of the time you have a legal expense, you're not planning on having it, right? It's kind of like health care, right? You don't plan on going to the hospital Monday, but if something happens, you better have the money to pay for it. Forbes magazine, or USA Today, sorry, just did an article, said 40% of the Americans cannot afford a $500 hospital bill if something happened tomorrow. 40%. They're talking about credit cards, cash, anything. So they couldn't pay it. No way they could pay it. So we would agree most people don't have $2,500 sitting in a savings account for a legal expense. So attorneys are expensive. Now let's say that it's Monday, and let's say by Friday that attorney quits calling you back. Does that happen? Yeah, have you ever called an attorney? Right? So they quit calling you back. So then who do you call to call and tattle on your attorney not calling you back? Right? So in 2018, we've talked about all these companies that totally changed industries. They've totally changed how we ride shares, what we call it today. They've totally changed the movie industry. You can go on and on, Amazon, all this stuff. But in 2018, this is our legal system. Right? Would we all agree that's our legal system today in 2018? And we know there's more money circulated in the legal industry than all of both of those companies I just talked about combined. There's more money in this industry circulated by the consumers than Netflix and Uber. So we're talking about a huge industry. So there's an app called Legal Shield that you have on your phone that makes it easy to call your attorney, and it's affordable, accountable, and responsive. Doesn't this sound more like 2018 than what we just talked about? Absolutely, right? So let's talk about it. So first, let's talk about the company. So you don't want to get involved with a company if you don't know anything about it, right? We do research on companies today, right? We have internet. Right, everybody knows everything about you. You know, when you go to a job now, what do people look at? Facebook. They want to know what you did when you were in high school. So our company was established in 1972. We approximately protect 4.6 million lives across the U.S. and Canada. We have a dedicated network of quality law firms in all 50 states and four provinces in Canada. And you can see here we've been featured on many publications talking about how we're digitally disrupting the legal industry. So we talk about that noble cause. Well, our purpose is to protect and empower people. Our vision is to provide equal access to the liberty, equality, opportunity, and justice that every human deserves and expects. And our mission is to help people improve their lives by teaching life-transforming skills and to deliver exceptional products and services that promote peace of mind and confidence in a world that is oftentimes uncaring and selfish. It's pretty good noble cause, right? I always say it gives me goosebumps kind of to read it because people don't talk that way anymore, right? It's all about how much money I can make, and I don't care about the customer. I mean, it's what companies are out today. So have you ever? We hear it all the time. We talk about, well, I've never used an attorney. I'm X years old. I've never had to call an attorney, so why in the heck would I start prepaying for something that I've never used? Well, let's look here. How many people's ever signed a contract or document? Right? Do we consider that a legal situation? Most of us don't, right? We would all agree if, I don't know, Oprah Winfrey was about to sign a contract, you think she would call our attorney? Yeah, why? Because she can afford it. But it doesn't make sense for the average American to call an attorney that charges $200, $300 an hour for a contract that we're signing that's $100. Right? Doesn't make sense. Had a landlord or tenant issue, been overcharged or treated unfairly, received a traffic ticket, needed to prepare or update your will, a real estate transaction, or been a victim of identity theft or worried about your child's identity theft. So there's tons of situations that are legal situations, but because of what society has told us, we don't consider them legal situations because we know it's a, you know, an industry basically we're locked out of because of the price. So let's talk about our app. So you see here it says call your law firm. So you can call your law firm for personal legal advice on an unlimited number of issues. So what that means is if it's Monday morning and you have five issues that you need to call an attorney for, you can call five separate times and you can get an attorney to answer the question. And at the end of the situation, guess what? You don't get a bill. So how many people would call an attorney more if they didn't have to worry about getting a bill at the end of the conversation? I do. I'm 30 years old and I can guarantee you I've called an attorney more than probably most people have their entire life over the last 10 years. It's not because I'm a troublemaker, right? It's because anytime I have a question, why would I go and Google it? Anybody can write anything on the internet, right? Don't believe me. Go on the internet and read it. People write anything on the internet. So you never know if that's trusted. But when I know I call my law firm, they have my best interest in mind, not somebody else's. So you see here also letters and phone calls on your behalf. So I actually had a situation come up mid-January. I had a company call me out of Memphis, Tennessee, and it was a debt collection company. So I get a phone call. It's about 9:30 that morning, and they read off, you know, this is a debt collection call, and it's recorded, everything else, and it's this lady. And she said, Mr. Abbott, did you graduate college in 2009? I said, nope. I said, I actually never graduated. And she said, "Oh well, I'll you know, update our records here." But she said, "Well, you actually, when you left college, you left a bill of about $8,000 on your tuition." I said, "Well, that's funny. I didn't know they let you go to school for free. Like, I mean, I went, I showed up. I didn't know that you usually got to pay to go to those places, right?" So I was making a joke, and she said, "Well, you know, I don't know, you know, what's going on." But she said, "We bought a debt a few months ago from the college, and now you owe us $32,000 because of interest." And I said, "Well, actually, you know, I still have my same checking account that I had when I was a kid." And I said, "So I can go back and show the check, and I'll pull it up." I said, "It'll take me a couple of days probably to call the bank and get this done. But I'll send a copy of the check, and I'll send it to the school too." And she said, "Well, you don't have to worry about the school because we bought the debt. The school has nothing to do with it anymore." And I was like, "Okay." So I said, "What do I need to do?" Because she was threatening to put it on my credit report, and then she was also threatening that she could put it on my wife's credit report, because we're married now. So she was going on and on, and she said, "Well, if I don't have payment by the end of today, we're going to put it on your credit report tomorrow." And I said, "Well, I'll tell you what, before we do anything," she kept trying to get me to pay. She said, "If you can just pay, you know, $5, $100, we just need you to own this debt so we don't, you know, put it on your credit report." So I called the law firm. And I got a hold of our law firm, or prior to law firm in Arkansas, Lyle Rutledge. An attorney jumped on the line with me right then, and I was kind of explaining the situation. And he said, "You know what?" He said, "Do you have the lady's callback number?" And I said, "Yeah, I wrote it down." He said, "Let's call her." And I don't know about you, but if you remember, like, when you were getting picked on as a kid, and you could call a big brother, and that big brother showed up, like, I was jumping around my living room. I was like, "Yeah, let's go!" Because I was ready for her to attack. So we got on the line. The attorney started. He said, "I don't need you to say a word." He's like, "I don't care if she says anything to you, if she asks you a question. You don't respond to anything unless I ask you a question." I said, "Yes, sir." So we get on the line. He starts, you know, rumbling some legal jargon off. And he said, "Well, when was this debt actually bought by your company?" And she said, "Well, it was about 3 months ago." He said, He said, "Well, my client here says he actually graduated from college in 2009. So you know, this is over 8 years that you have bought old debt. And you also know in Tennessee, it's the same as Arkansas, there's a thing called statute of limitations. So whether my client owes the money or not, it doesn't matter, because you bought a bad debt, and whatever you paid for it, we apologize. But if you ever contact my client again over this $32,000 charge, and he lets me become aware of it, we are going to sue you for $32,000. And all you hear is a click. But the attorney stayed on the line with me, and said, "You would not believe how many times this happens, and people pay the debt. And whether he said, if you'd have paid a penny, one penny, there would have been nothing I could do, because it would become a debt, and you would have been responsible for it, because you are admitting guilt of the debt." And I thought, how many people does she scare the crap out of every day to pay something? Just lucky that I could call Legal Shield, and I didn't pay anything for that other than my monthly membership fee. So, contracts and documents for you. How many people's ever signed something you wish you hadn't? How many people's married? There you go. Okay. I'll make that joke because my wife's not here. So, IRS audit assistance. If you ever get audited by the friendly IRS, we take care of IRS audits. Civil trial defense for covered situations. So, that's pre-trial and in-trial time if you're ever named in a civil lawsuit due to your job or off the job. And then family domestic services. You see, there's a 90-day waiting period, but it actually covers uncontested divorce, adoption, separation, and or name change. My aunt and uncle a few years ago adopted three kids in the state of Missouri. They spent $27,000 in attorney fees. This would have saved them about $22,000 in attorney fees just on this part right here. So SNAP. So we talk about digital disruptors. So I believe this is probably one of the coolest digital disruptors I've ever heard of. So how many people have ever got a ticket before? How many people drove here this morning? Did you ever look down the speedometer and notice that you were going over the speed limit? Right, so we all speed, right? And when you leave here today, you'll find yourself doing what? Going over the speed limit. So we all speed. It's just a fact of when we get caught, right? If the officer has a bad day, he's getting a quota, whatever it is, eventually we're all going to get caught if we keep going over the speed limit. So we have a feature called SNAP where you can actually take a picture of the ticket and submit it to your law firm as soon as you get the ticket, and your law firm will call you back within 8 business hours to consult with you on that ticket. My wife got a ticket for going 92 and a 70 in the state of Georgia. They wrote her up for reckless driving, the whole nine yards. It was like a $600 ticket it was going to be. We had to appear in court in Georgia. We were going to have to do all this stuff. But because we have a law firm in Georgia, we called the Arkansas law firm. They got in touch with the Georgia law firm. the Georgia attorney went over to this judge's chambers. Come to find out, him, the attorney that we sent over, and the judge's son played golf about twice a week. So they had a nice little conversation. Got the ticket dropped down to an 85 and a 70, which knocked the reckless driving off, but also said, hey, as long as she won't get a ticket in the state of Georgia for 6 months, we'll keep it off her record. So that was about 2.5 years ago. We've not been back to Georgia since. So I don't let her drive either. So also we have here, you see, a complete will questionnaire and others. So we actually do an estate planning, prenuptial agreement, uncontested divorce, personal bankruptcy that you can all start right on your phone. So if you're not a member today, you can actually sign up, click the will button, and actually start your will today. And actually the next week they'll follow up with you after you get all the questionnaires answered, and they will actually follow up and they will do a actual will for you. This isn't a will kit where, you know, you fill out some stuff and you get back a piece of paper. This is actually attorney doing your will. $500 to $600 value depending on where you live. I know attorneys in my hometown charge $1,000 for a couple to do a will. So that's $1,000 value just for signing up. And you can see how easy it is. It's just pushing a button and all goes through. So emergency legal access. So if you have the app pulled up, you see this red bar down here at the bottom. 24/7 emergency access. And how I talk about this is I travel across the country, and I usually don't watch the news, but if you're ever in an airport, you know the only thing that's on in the airport is the news for some weird reason. I don't know. But we would all agree that if you turn on the news and watch it for 15, 20 minutes, you would realize that the world we live in is pretty screwed up. I mean, it's bad, right? And if you turn the news on after 15, 20 minutes, it makes you feel like that we all hate each other. Like you don't want to leave your house sometimes is the way it makes you feel. But I would agree, I think you would agree with me, and I'm a little biased, of course, because I love what I do and I love the company I work for. But if everybody had access to call an attorney, no matter what car they were driving, no matter if they were male or female, no matter their age, no matter their race, no matter their religion, whatever it was, none of that mattered, because it's not supposed to matter. But the deal is, everybody knows that most people can't afford 24/7 access to an attorney. So they know they can basically do whatever they want. But if everybody had access to call an attorney and say, here, talk to my attorney, I'm not going to say anything. The videos we see on social media, the videos we see on the news, I believe all that could stop. Like, literally, I think what we do right here, just this part, could totally change our society. I mean, I don't mean to overstep, but I do. I totally believe this one bar right here could totally change. So, contingency cases. So, if you see a billboard or you see an advertisement of an attorney, fast-talking, smooth-talking guy, this is usually what they're talking about. It's contingency cases. Like, hey, you have an automobile accident, call me right now, right? You have a big truck hit you, call me right now. Contingency cases. So we just say here at Legal Shield, we do the exact same thing, which just means that you don't pay hourly rates up front. You actually work on a contingency basis, which means you pay at the end of your case instead of the beginning. So we do that too. And you actually get a discounted rate because you use Legal Shield instead of having to pay them, you know, their huge fee that they charge after the case. So 25% preferred member discount. So for anything not included in the membership. So you go out and you get a DUI, bankruptcy, contested adoption, contested divorce, a situation where you're going to have an attorney anyway. Because, like, if you go get a DUI, DWI, you're going to have to hire an attorney, right? You go rob Walmart this afternoon, you're going to have to hire an attorney, right? But the deal is, wouldn't you like to save 25% on what you're about to have to spend anyway? I mean, how many people go shopping? Go shopping, right? How many people go to the sale rack before they go to the full price rack? We all do, right? We'll settle for something on sale before we pay full price, even though what we really want is over here on the full price rack. Well, it's the same thing here. Why would you not save 25% on what you're going to have to spend anyway? 25% on an attorney charging $300, $400 an hour? Do the math. It can add up very quickly, very, very quickly, that you're going to save just by being a Legal Shield member. So member perks. So if all that wasn't enough, and I can go on and on about stories how just the Legal Shield membership have saved me tons of money, tons. And it's actually paid for itself. But on top of that, we give our members a system called member perks. And I have saved literally thousands of dollars over the last couple of years just using member perks. So you can see up here, there's probably companies that you already shop at today that you could be saving because you're a Legal Shield member. And I'll give you some examples of how this works. So my wife, a few months ago, I was traveling. I was out of town, and my niece was playing volleyball. And she was in Memphis, and my wife wanted to go to this Doubletree. That was where the volleyball tournament was going on. The room was like $389 a night. I'm like, no, right? No. But I said, well, before, and she said, yes. So I knew we were going to pay it, you know, whether I said no or not. It didn't matter. Husbands, you can relate. Anyway, so we ended up, I went on member perks, and I got the room for $250, which I thought was still expensive. But, hey, it saved me money on what I was going to spend. I had a member call me up just a few months ago. So he went to Home Depot, and he was actually going to buy a refrigerator. He was standing in Home Depot. He actually remembered Home Depot was one of our member perks. He saved 5% off buying the refrigerator, but he bought it on his phone standing in the Home Depot, walked up to the customer service and said, hey, I just bought this refrigerator back there. What he was about to pay full price for, he saved 5%. Saved $60 off the refrigerator. He was about to give it to him anyway. So, I mean, these a couple dollars a day add up to big money over the next few years. So actually with member perks, you can save more money than you spend on your membership. So actually, if you leave today, if you leave today without owning a membership, you're actually going to be spending more money than you're going to be getting. And it, actually, if you're on your phone, you can pull up Member Perks, and we have a cool little tool on our Member Perks. You can say Learn More, and you can actually hit See Your Savings, and you can actually go through there and see all the discounts that you'll receive based upon how many people live in your family. How many times you go shopping, dining, all that stuff, you can actually see how much you'll save just by being a Legal Shield member. And I promise that number that you save will be bigger than your membership fee. It is every time. So who's covered? We cover the member spouse or domestic partner, never married children up to the age of 26, living at home or full-time college students, 18 whom the member is legal guardian, and if they're physically or mentally challenged regardless of age. So it's just you and your spouse, you're covered. Or if you're the Duggar family and you got 19 kids at home and counting, hey, you're all covered, right? So which would you choose, a lawyer charging $250 an hour or Legal Shield for a dollar a day and get a law firm? So we don't have to really talk a lot about identity theft because we all hear about identity theft, right? I mean, no longer are we concerned about somebody stealing our purse or wallet. They're going to places where we shop, stealing their information, which in return, they get our information. I just actually got an email right before I went to Jamaica. I actually got an email from our healthcare provider, and somebody walked out of our healthcare provider with a laptop, and it was unencrypted with everybody's information in it. So in the email, it's hilarious, but it says, we don't think that this person meant any ill intent taking the laptop. I'm like, that sounds like a way to cover your hind end is what that sounds like. So you can see our app here, our ID Shield app, common types of identity theft. So we all think of identity theft and we think of what? Credit, because that's what we hear about all the time. But what if somebody goes and files your tax return for you? You go to file your tax return and you get a letter from the IRS saying they've already sent your refund check. My wife's a good friend from high school. She went to file her tax return back in mid-March, and she got a letter mid-April saying that somebody had already filed her tax return for her, and it would be, they said, you will get your tax return back. We found out, you know, which one of you was real and not, and we actually, you know, discovered this. You'll get your tax return in 360 to 385 days. So she's going to get next year's tax return before she gets this year's tax return. And they know somebody took her information. They just can't do anything about it. So, I mean, wouldn't that be nice? Medical claims, Social Security claims, criminal character, driver's license. I always laugh, but how many people were 21 before you were 21? Right? I remember in college. Yeah, I didn't do it. I had friends that did it, right? But that's driver's license identity theft. But now people are taking it a step further. They're getting your driver's license. They get a ticket on your driver's license. Are they going to pay the ticket? Nope. And then who's going to end up getting a warrant out for their arrest for a failure to appear? You are. And then think about it. You tell a cop, well, that wasn't me. Yeah, that works every time, right? I've watched Cops long enough. That never works, right? That never ends well. So here at the top, you see alerts. So you actually get alerts on anything associated with any of your information. Credit score, your passports, credit cards, debit cards, your emails, loans, bank accounts. Even they even go on black market websites where they know people sell your information. And they'll actually even search to make sure your information is not being sold on there. And then at the bottom, you see here social media. I mean, somebody needs to be monitoring our social media, right? Right? Get on Facebook for, you know, later for 15 minutes, and you'll go, somebody needs to tell this person not to post this, right? It happens to me every time. So, and then we also have ID Shield Vault. So ID Shield Vault is a free service that you get for being an ID Shield member. And I don't know how many people have actually downloaded and used this, but this is a really a cool perk because a lot of people are already paying monthly for this. There's some companies that charge 10, 15, 20 bucks a month just for this part of the service, and we give it to our members free for being a member of Legal Shield and ID Shield. And what it is, it's a password manager. And so all those hundreds of passwords that we all have that we have to create every time we try to log into a website, you can actually store them all on this database, and they'll actually keep them all secure for you. And they have an app, and they have a website that you can put all that information in, and then you don't have to remember 10,000 passwords. You just have to remember one password to gain access to all your other passwords. So comprehensive restoration. So if you don't have to remember anything else I talked about this morning, remember this slide. So our identity theft has licensed private investigators that do whatever it takes, as long as it takes, to restore your identity back to its pre-theft status, and it's all backed by a $5 million service guarantee. So with Legal Shield and ID Shield, both apps, you see here for a family, $49.90 a month, and you see how that's broken down, and for an individual, $34.90 a month, and you see how that's broken down. So less than a smart water a day. I don't know how many people buy smart water. My wife buys it for me. I think she's trying to, you know, secretly tell me something like, hey, smart water. It doesn't make you smarter, I promise. But, it, I mean, less than a bottle of water a day, you can actually own coverage. And, again, if you use member perks, you're going to save more than what you're spending for your membership every month. That's on top of what you save by having access to an attorney 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So all that combined, we're talking just 50 bucks a month. And to be honest, we can all agree that probably the last week we've wasted $50 if we all sit down and really thought about it. We waste money all the time. I mean, I don't care what anybody makes. We all like to, you know, just we don't think about it because now what do? We just swap, right? We don't use cash anymore. So how we make money? So this is my favorite part to talk about is making money. So how we make money is word of mouth marketing and team building. And some of you may go, that sounds funny, right? But let's talk about, again, business in 2018 and how the business world has changed. So let's look at some companies that did this. So the first one that really started this whole word-of-mouth marketing, so to speak, on a big scale was Facebook. Because how many people are on Facebook today? How many people got paid to get on Facebook? How many people saw an advertisement because to get on Facebook? They saw an advertisement, right? How many people just got invited by a friend or a relative told them about Facebook? The majority of people, right? Facebook didn't spend any money on advertising. The only reason why they're spending money today on advertising is because they're losing more people than they're gaining because they've lost people's trust. So they're having to advertise to find a way to get the trust back. But their advertising budget was zero. Mark Zuckerberg didn't pay anybody a dollar to advertise Facebook. You never turned on the radio and heard, hey, join Facebook. You never saw a commercial saying, hey, get on Facebook. They relied on me and you. And guess what they did? Didn't pay us a dang thing for it, right? Mark Zuckerberg kept every penny to himself. He donated 50% of his income, and he's still a gazillionaire. I mean, that's how wealthy Facebook is. So Uber came along a few years later and said, you know, why in the world would we go to an advertising agency and spend millions of dollars in advertising every year when Facebook didn't spend anything? And look how they scaled so quickly. They scaled so quickly, Facebook had to dial back users. I don't know if y'all remember this, but when Facebook first came out, it was only in college campuses. You had to have a .edu to get a Facebook. When they opened it up to anybody that had an email address, they were like 7 days where you couldn't actually become a Facebook user because their server like got bogged down. That's how fast they grew. So Uber was like, well, why would we go and spend money on TV advertisements? Let's just do what Facebook did. And if you have ever been on Uber before, you probably got referred from a customer that already had Uber, a friend, family member, whatever, and they give you $5 and they get $5 for referring them. And I've done it before. It's nice. The problem is the $5 doesn't even pay for my ride. And I've never been able to call Wells Fargo that I have my mortgage with and say, hey, I've got $1,000 of Facebook credits. Do you care if I pay this month with Facebook with Uber credits, right? They don't work that way. So it's nice, but it doesn't pay the bills. So Legal Shield says, hey, why would we go spend millions of dollars in advertising when people have already, companies have already proven that this is the wave of the future? Because here's another deal. How many people have cable? Watch. How many people have, let's say, DirecTV? Do you have a DVR? Why do you have a DVR? So you don't have to watch commercials, right? How many people have Bluetooth or an audio cable in their car? And that's how they listen to music. Why do you listen to music that way? So you don't have to listen to commercials. So think about it. If I'm a company and I'm starting up and I'm trying to get my message to the masses, how in the heck could I advertise to you? You already told me you don't watch commercials on TV, so boop, there goes that one. You don't listen to radio ads, boop, there goes that one. So how do I get you? I get your friends to get you. And then I incentivize your friends to get you. And then everybody wins. So Legal Shield says, hey, we'll do the same thing, except we'll pay you anywhere from $60 to $280 for the exact same thing that you've already proven you can do and you got paid zilch for. So, I mean, out of this scenario, which one sounds better? Right? I don't care if it was you take the $280 off and you just got paid $60 every time you referred somebody to an app. $60 would be plenty. In fact, I told Jeff Bell a couple times, I said, if we just pay people $5 cash, we might scale faster. Don't do it, but I mean seriously, because you look at these companies over here. They didn't pay anything, and look how fast they scaled. So let's look how we get paid. So commissions are talked about. We're going to talk about the $50 membership, so the family plan. So you go out, you talk to somebody about that membership. They see the value. They sign up. They get the app. You get paid $60. So you send $50 of somebody else's money. The company sends you $60. So pretty good deal. I imagine it like this. If you're standing at the ATM and you turn around and say, hey, give me $50. You stick it in the machine, it spits you back out $60 and you get to walk away. We would all be at that ATM right now, right? But that's what we have here at Legal Shield. You're sending $50 of somebody else's money, the company's spitting out $60 to you. But that's just the start. So there's some language we use here at Legal Shield. It's called getting paid and getting promoted. And you're probably not used to that language because if you have a job, they try to pay you less and demote you, right? So we talk about getting paid and getting you promoted. So how you do that is move to senior associate. And you go out and talk to three individuals or three families about the membership, and one of those sees the value in what you're doing and says, hey, I can do what you're doing. I can talk to people about this opportunity, about the membership. I want to join your team. I want to become an associate with you. So three members, one associate, or you just go out and talk to six people, and they see the value in the membership, and they sign up. So six members or three in one. And you notice it's an or, it's not an and, so it's either way you choose, however you get there faster. And then you look what happens to your commission. It doubles. But look what you're still asking from your customer. You're still only asking $50. So you're not asking any more from your customer, but now the company's sending you $120 every time you talk to somebody about that membership. So what would you have to do to make an extra $1,000 as a senior associate? Talk to 8-9 people? How many people could use an extra $1,000 this month? Do you know 8 or 9 people that need this? That's how easy it is. So there's four ways we get paid here at Legal Shield. The first way we get paid, you see the personal income. This is what I call controllable income. Controllable income is what we're all used to. It's what we're taught as kids, what we're taught basically, you know, for our lifetime. Is we go out, we work 8 to 5, we show up, we clock in, we clock out, we get paid. So who controls that? You and I do. That's controllable income. If you quit working, what happens? You stop getting paid. So who controls that? We do. It's controllable income. This is what we all are taught as kids, everything else. Go out, get a job, control your income. That's controllable income. So let's look here. Bring all these up. So you see the different levels, and you see how the controllable income is brought up. So anywhere from $60 to $280 if you're an executive director. And you see from 15 personal sales, or you can be building a team and you can count your team's organizational sales, all the way up to 100 gets you to director, but then director and below are what we call permanent positions here at Legal Shield. And what that means is once you attain that position, you're always there. You never have to worry about going back down. There's no monthly maintenance or anything else. It's just you keep your membership, you stay director. Then you have senior director and executive director. These are what I start calling full-time positions, even though these people may not be full-time. But they're still starting to earn full-time income, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 plus a month. They're earning full-time income. They probably still got a job. So all those positions up there, you go out and you talk to somebody about this membership. They see the value. They purchase a plan. If you're a director, you get paid $190. So who controls that? You and I do. So if you're an associate in the room, and how many people would love an extra $500 next week? You know what you have to do. See, in Legal Shield, there's one thing that we can't make excuses because we all know what to do. And we control our income. So if you need to go and you need to make $1,000 this week, you know what to do. Hey, I'm this level. I go out and talk to this many people. I make that amount of money. Who controls that? Us. Very simple, right? Now, the second way we get paid is what I call uncontrollable income. Now, this is something that they didn't teach me in school, and they probably didn't teach you either, because if I'd heard this in class, I'd have been sucked to the seat going, I want to know more about uncontrollable income. But we think of anybody that's wealthy, financially free in life, they have uncontrollable income. I don't care who they are. They're not taking 100% of their efforts and just making money off their efforts. They have leveraged people and other things to make uncontrollable income. That's exactly what you can do here at Legal Shield. So let's look at this first example. So let's say I recruited Dave. Dave is my associate. I moved up to senior associate. So when I make a sale, how much do I make? $120. But when Dave goes and makes a sale, he's on my team now. How much does Dave make? $60. But because I brought Dave to Legal Shield, I showed him the value, the company rewards me as well. So the company sends him $60, but they're going to send me $20 every time Dave makes a sale. So what if I had 10 Daves in a week making a sale? How many people could use the extra $200 in uncontrollable income that you did nothing for? I don't care if it's $5. How many people's ever stopped and pick up a penny before? Right? We used to pick them up only if they're on heads. Now it's like we don't care. We're just picking them up, right? But this is like having $20 bills laying all over the floor and you're just stopping picking them up. You're not doing anything for it. All you're doing is showing Dave the value in building his own business. He goes out and does his work, and they reward you. So how many times do you want that to happen? But here's the deal, too. So this is also a cumulative. So for an example, if you're an executive director, and now I go start Dave. Dave makes a sale. He makes $60, but I make all this combined. So I make $180 every time Dave makes a sale. How many Daves would I love to have on my team? What if I had 10 Daves in a week made a sale? How many people could use the extra $1,800 in uncontrollable income? Right? So let's look at one more example here. So let's say I'm a director. How much do I make when I make a sale? $190, okay? So I go out, and Dave now, he's my associate, remember, but he has got paid and promoted. He's working his way up the ranks, and now Dave is a manager. So how much does Dave make when he makes a sale? $140. So how much do I make as his upline now when he makes a sale? $50. But Dave is still building his business. He's leveraging his income. He's building uncontrollable income. So he goes talks to a buddy of his, and let's say that buddy's in California. I don't even know this guy, right? But Dave knows him. He talks to him. He sees the value. This guy in California gets in, and he becomes an associate. So how much does he make? How much does Dave make because he brought him to Legal Shield? $40. Right? And then I'm the upline director that I don't even know this guy. But how much does the company send me? $50. All because Dave is building his own business, but yet I brought Dave, showed him the value, I still get paid. So what if I had 10 Daves that were out there building their own business? What if you had 5? Heck, what if you had 1? How many people have uncontrollable income of what they're doing right now? Most people don't. Again, I don't care if it's $400 or $500. If it's $400 or $500 that you can't control, that's good money, right? That's extra money on top of everything else you're doing. So two ways we get paid here. After we're talking about four, but we talked about two: personal income, controllable income. Second is uncontrollable income. So let's talk about the third way: bonuses. How many people like bonuses? Especially for doing something that you should be doing anyway, we give you bonuses. So if you move to associate to senior associate in 20 days, and oh, by the way, most people that level up to senior associate do it in 24 to 48 hours. Now, it can be their first 24 to 48 hours, or it can be their last 24 to 48 hours. But they do it in 24 to 48 hours, right? Because what I mean by that is from first activity to when they get it done is 24 to 48 hours. It just depends on when they start. And when they start, I'm going to talk about it in a little bit, is that's mine and your responsibility as an associate. That's not their responsibility. But 24 to 48 hours. If you do that in 20 days, you get a $180 bonus. $180 bonus for doing something you should be doing anyway. Then you see here, 3 consecutive months of the executive director, they send you a $5,000 bonus. And then every month you maintain it, they send you another $1,000 bonus. In your third month to 12 month, they send you $15,000 in bonuses for an executive director and maintaining it. That's on top of all the other commissions and overrides. That's just a bonus you get for hitting executive director. How many people could use the extra $15,000? Yes, absolutely. So the power of leveraged income. So we all understand that if we keep working wherever we're working at our job, the only person we're ever going to get paid off of is us, right? How many people's ever told a friend about a job they had and said, hey, you should come work here. It's a cool place to work. I remember in college, you know, I had a lot of friends that they were waiters and waitresses, and they'd work at a restaurant, and they would tell people, hey, you should come up to work. They're looking for work. Did they get paid anything for doing that? No. And in fact, most of the time, if they were a waiter or waitress, they end up losing money because they trained that person, had to split tips with them for a week. So they're losing money by telling people about their job. So the same, if you work for 30 years, and we're seeing this in our society today, my mother is, you know, a prime example. She's a school teacher in Arkansas. She can't afford to retire. She can't live off 60% of what she can't live off anyway. Right? That's how many people do you know that retire and they had to go get another job? Right? So it's funny because people look at us as like millennials and like they're just trying to, you know, kick the system or whatever. I'm like, the system don't work. It's never worked. But just somewhere along the way, we finally were just like, well, that's the only thing we got. But we keep working, we're going to get paid. But how many people in 12 months, so the next 12 months, you could go out and find 5 people that what I talked about this morning makes sense to? 5 people, 12 months. And oh, by the way, our top recruiter recruits 5 people every week in Legal Shield. So we're talking about 5 people in 12 months. So this is not a lot of people. Then you teach those 5 to do what? Do 5 the next year. And then you start compounding your efforts, and after 5 years, you would have 3,000 people on your team. Now, if you're new this morning, you may go, that sounds great, but that's never going to happen. That's too good to be true. So let's water down the numbers. So let's say 5% of those people only sell a membership. Just 5%, one membership a month. That's 150 memberships generated in your team. So you'd be an executive director. So you would make a minimum of $50 executive director override. That'd be $7,500 in a month in uncontrollable income. You didn't do anything for it. In this scenario, that has nothing to do with you personally selling one membership. That is your team selling memberships. So how many people could use an extra $7,500 a month? But here's the deal. What if it's an extra $7,500 a year? How many people do we know that can make, that could would love, change their life an extra $7,500 a year? I mean, I just told you earlier, 40% of Americans can't afford a $500 hospital emergency. We're talking about $7,500 in a year. That's the difference in some people keeping their home and losing their home. A car being repoed and not. Food on the table or not. So don't just think about a month. Think about, you know, $7,500 in a year. So Performance Club. So we just got, a bunch of us just got back from Montego Bay, Jamaica. I mean, how many people would like to go on a free trip to Jamaica? And then take somebody with you. Yeah, absolutely. We're about to go to Nashville and listen to Grant Cardone. And I'm getting paid to go listen to him. I see on the internet all the time, people pay thousands of dollars to sit in a room and have him train him. And I'm going, and the company is paying me to go. Like, really? And then we're going to, in January, we're going to Vegas. I mean, how many people like to go to a free trip to Vegas and somebody else pays the bill? Go to shows like Cirque du Soleil, go to the top steakhouses, stay in the nicest hotels, and you don't pay anything for it. Right? I don't care. I told Jeff Bell this, and I told him in Jamaica. I was like, I don't care where you send me. If it's free, I'm going. Yeah. Right? If we said, hey, we're going to have an incentive trip in Salt Lake City, Utah, and we were going to go to the nicest hotel, we were going to go to the nicest steakhouse, all the nicest stuff, how many people would go? So I don't care if it's down the street. Right? Just send me somewhere for free. Right? But on top of the incentive trips, we also have monthly freedom bonuses that range $100 to $400 for you doing just consistent activity month in, month out. You get paid commissions, overrides, plus a monthly bonus for doing this as well. So residual income. So this is the fourth and final way we get paid. So we talked about three of them: bonuses, uncontrollable income, controllable income. The fourth one is residual income. And if you're not familiar with residual income, how many people have car insurance? Everybody raise your hand, or nobody's leaving the parking lot. We'll all be going. That person didn't raise his hand. We're sitting right here, right? So every month you pay your car insurance premium, your agent that you bought it through gets paid, whether you use it or not. I actually saw mine in the gym about 6 months ago, and I was like, hey, hadn't seen you in a while. And I'm like, I probably pay for your gym membership, don't I, buddy? So, you know, he didn't. It was like this. He didn't even know my name. He was like, hey. He's like, hey. Like, he could tell he noticed me, but it was one of those notices like, I don't know your name, but hey. I'm like, yep, and I pay for your gym. Thanks, bud. So Legal Shield does the exact same thing. So every time you sell a membership or someone on your team sells a membership, you get paid for the life of that membership. And this residual income is available to your kids, to your grandkids, to their kids. I mean, we would all agree that the rich families in the world that we hear of today, I don't know if anybody's ever been in a rich person's house before. And I'm not talking about a wealthy person's house. I'm talking about a rich person's house. There's a difference. So you go in a rich person's house, and they have a picture of usually their family member that left them, their company, the money, and usually it's over the mantle of their fireplace. Most people have what over the mantle of their fireplace? Elk. A TV, right? Most people hang a TV over there. Wealthy people hang a picture of their family. Wouldn't you agree that if you left your kids a six-figure income that came in every year, they might put a picture of you somewhere in the house, right? Somewhere. But, I mean, you think of the Rockefellers, you think of, they know their great-great-great-grandparents' name. If you leave your grandkids a six-figure income, they'll know your name, right? Versus, I mean, I know many people that are my age, some people don't even know who their grandparents are. Some people don't even know who their great-grandparents are. And we all see kids that get life insurance policies. I've had friends that have life insurance policies. I'm not knocking the life insurance game, right? We're all going to die eventually, so it's a good deal. But anyway, wouldn't you agree that if somebody, I don't know if anybody's ever seen this before, I had a good friend that got paid a $500 life insurance policy. He didn't have a penny to his name in about 2.5 years. How many people have ever seen that before? And I'm talking a lot. Some people I've seen blow through $500,000 more. But if you leave your kids a six-figure income, I don't care if it's $50,000. If you leave them $50,000 that's going to pay them every year that they can't stop, they can't quit spending it. Because as soon as they spend it, guess what? It comes back in the next month. That's better than any life insurance policy you're ever going to buy because it can't stop. And if you're building a team and that uncontrollable income, your business can grow when you're gone. The great Dave Savola, his income, his family's income, his son, I talk to him quite regularly, Mike, their income is going up and both of his parents are passed. That's a legacy. Like, you can't put a price tag on that, right? It pays him $1 million plus every year and growing because of what his dad did when he was alive. His kids and his grandkids and his great-grandkids will remember Dave Savola, I promise. So how much does it cost to get started? $99. So there's always two people that look at this slide. There's one person who looks at it and maybe has, you know, some business knowledge and go, wait, all this that you just talked to me about is only $99 to get started? Like, you can't buy a cash register for $99, right? Doesn't make sense. Then you have the other person that you're elbowing the person that invited you here this morning going, there's the catch. I knew it. I knew there was a catch. But it's Saturday morning, so it's last night, Friday night. I was in Vegas a couple weeks ago, and I was walking through the casinos and stuff. I was staying downtown, and I was just amazed that, like, $99 of those people, like, they put it in a machine like it's water. But yet, then I would talk to them about this. I'm like, nah, $99, that's too much money. I'm like, this is not an expense. See, sometimes we're not conditioned to understand expenses and investments. This is not an expense. This is an investment. This is something you put in the investment column of your portfolio. Because another thing is, you're not investing in a stock. You're not investing in another company. There's one person you're investing in. It's yourself. And sometimes that's a little scary. But the only thing I ever wanted to know, and I think most of us, sometimes we're afraid of it, but most of us are probably this way. If we could just rely on our own efforts and know that, hey, whether I succeed or fail, I know it's because of one person, me. But most people in life don't ever get that opportunity to say that. But here, you have an opportunity, and we're gonna look. $99. Let's recap real quick. Paid and promoted. You get paid $60 every time you sell a membership, right? We talked about that earlier as a brand new associate. You protect three families, recruit one new associate. 3 times 60 is how much? 180. So you do it in 20 days, the company sends you a $180 bonus. So 180 plus 180 is how much? How much did it cost you to get started? What's 360 minus 99? $261. That math's not up there. I know. I've done this before. It's the only reason why I know it. So $261 you make in profit off your first three customers. How many people's ever owned a business? How many people's ever owned their own business? Right? Or you know someone that owns your business. So what business could you start that three customers walk in the door, they purchase something off your shelf, they walk out, and you have $261 sitting in your cash register to pay your own bills, not bills that you had to get because you had to start the business. This is $261 in your checking account that you can go buy food. You can go put towards your car payment. That's profit. What could you start in 2018? Right? Again, I had a good friend that told me long ago, and I've done it before, and it scares the crap out of me every time I do it, but it's a good lesson, is for the next 7 days, write down on a piece of paper every time you spend, I don't care if it's 25 cents on a stick of gum, write it down. And I don't care how much you make, you will see over the next 7 days, you waste way more than $99. It's scary, I promise. It makes you really start thinking about all the little things we buy that are so insignificant that we think we have to have them in the moment. But again, this is a $99 investment, and you're talking about making your return on your investment. We have people making their return on their investment in less than 24 hours. How many people by Wednesday would like $360 sitting in their checking account? Right? So how do you do the business? So there's always a question of, hey, I can't get in front of a room and talk to people. This is my first time ever hearing this, so I don't know enough about it to talk to people about it. That's perfect, right? The more you know, the more you start to talk, and sometimes that gets you in trouble. So we have tools and we have events. And so the only two things that you need to know are tools and events. You need tools to grow your business, and we have tons of them, apps, everything else. We have events like this that you can send somebody to all across the country, and you don't have to know anything. All you have to know is the location. And we have a calendar that you can look that up at. So if you have a friend in Arkansas, if you have a friend in Texas, you can go on the calendar, look where they are, send them to a briefing, and somebody else will do a presentation and put them in your business. What part of that can you not do? Or what part of it you cannot do that you send somebody a tool and then the tool responds back to you and lets you know when they watch it? It's pretty easy, right? Kindergarten can do this. So Legal Shield Advantage. So when you start a business, again, I asked earlier about people that own a business. When you start a business, there are some monthly expenses that you just count on that you have to spend. Usually when you start a business, you got to spend advertising, you got employees, you got brand. You got all kinds of stuff that you have to spend in order to ever be successful in your business. So Legal Shield Advantage is that for us. But the cool thing is, just like how our membership works, Legal Shield Advantage works the same way. Because we have thousands of associates that buy into Legal Shield Advantage, we're able to get these costs down to $20 a month. And look at what you get. So you get enhanced associate back office, access to all our contests and incentives. You get a website. And I don't know if anybody's ever tried to build a website or had somebody build a website. It's not cheap. And a good website is definitely not cheap. And this is a good website because you can send somebody to it. They can watch a video. They can see information. They click buy now. They check out, and you get paid the next day. That's a good website. And you pay $20 for it. So if you know somebody in California, you send them. And the last two things you also get is apps. So we have a Prosper by Legal Shield and an LS Engage. Prosper by Legal Shield, you see here, and we'll talk a little bit more about it later, but you can actually send somebody a tool, and it will tell you when they watch it, so you know when to follow up. And it's all an app on your phone. I mean, how easy to say, hey, what's your cell phone number so I can send you some information? Boom, you text it to them, they can hit the video on their phone, and they can watch it right there. That's simple, right? And again, $20 a month. So our proven track record, we have 400 plus six-figure ring earners, 200 plus $50,000 ring earners, 230 millionaire club members. Our company's paid out over $1 billion in commissions over the last 10 years. Last year alone, we paid over $110 million in just commissions, just last year. So benefits of starting a Legal Shield business create upfront and residual income, tax advantages of business ownership, flexibility to control your own time schedule, personal development, gain mentors and new successful friends, and living life on your own terms. And also the cool thing is, because we have these meetings that go on all throughout the country, we have success stories that are right here in Salt Lake City. So you don't have to rely on a podunk from Arkansas to tell you about Legal Shield. So if you've been asked to give a testimonial, please come up and recognize these people as they come up.
Hi, my name is Deanne Foster, and my background is that I was a stay-at-home mom, and I homeschooled my kids. And when my youngest finished high school, I wanted to stay productive, so I thought it would be really fun to go get a job. So I did. I found a job, a part-time job, and it was really fun and super exciting for about 2 weeks. And it was around that time that I saw this information, and I saw an incredible vehicle to help my husband and me dust off some of those dreams that we had long since tucked away. You know, working this business that first month, maybe an hour or so every day, made about $1,000, and that is way better than a part-time job.
My name is George Wilkinson. My background's corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm code, the keys, the expense accounts, the car I had arrived. I was also broke at a higher level. About 19 years ago, this information was shared with me. My wife's been retired now for about 18 years. Our latest goal, because we have the time, freedom, and the income to do it, is to spoil all of our grandchildren so much they love us more than their own parents. We love Legal Shield.
Hi, I'm Deanne DeBell. Yaman. I've always been in the legal field, many years as a court reporter and traveling a lot. My husband and I were both traveling with our industries, and I knew that I needed to be home more because our kids were growing up. So a lady around the corner showed me the same information. I knew that everyone in America needed this membership. It made total sense to me. And seeing the income that you made here, I was totally in. And with the renewable income and the override income, I even made a couple thousand while I was in Jamaica. So I am rock solid.
I'm Terry Love, and I'm a mom of six. In 2005, our income took a $1,200 hit. While we were building our home and we were trying to provide for our six kids, my neighbor showed me the information. At that time, I was going to school and working the part-time jobs, and just it was crazy. And I not only have been able to make that income up, but we've been able to do a lot of fun things with our children, and I love providing exceptional value to my clients.
My name is Steve Crabtree. My wife and I, Julie and I, we started the business in 1997. And mainly we got it real quick because we've both been divorced before and knew what the legal costs were whenever we were divorced. And I added it to what I was doing with mortgages for several years until such time as, you know, the mortgage bust and the real estate, you know, debacle. And just I couldn't figure out what else I wanted to do. And then I said, you know what, I've got it right in my back pocket. I said, you know, I've got a service that I can protect people, and I've just not looked back. Thank you guys very much. I'm Legal Shield for life.
Good morning. My name is Dave Hall. My background is I don't have a high school diploma or a GED. did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to Legal Shield. And we started very part-time, 5-10 hours a week. But within a few months, it was paying me more than my job. So we transitioned, went full-time with the business. Our second year, we made a six-figure income with Legal Shield. Fast forward 7 years, we were inducted into the Millionaires Club. And looking back at my previous place of employment, it would have taken me 55 years to earn $1 million there. And I hated going to that job. I love being a stay-at-home dad.
All right, so let's recap. I'm going to bring these up here. So we already talked about Uber. They're the world's largest taxi company, and they own no vehicles. And some of you may have seen the news of recent. Their goal is to own no drivers, right? So they want autonomous cars. But Uber, since they don't own the cars, all they're doing is providing, they're the middleman. They're providing the service. They found a huge need that we all needed. But instead of buying millions of cars and doing it themselves, they said, hey, people would do this on their own, and we'll just pay them a fee. We'll pay them a percentage. And right, and now, look at them. They're basically taking over the taxi cab industry. And then you see here Netflix. They're the leading movie rental company, but they own no retail stores. You can't go down to Netflix and rent a movie. You pay a monthly fee, and you get access to thousands of titles, movies, shows, everything. And you pay monthly, and whether you use it 10 times or 0 times or watch it 10,000 hours that month, it doesn't matter. You still pay your monthly fee. But they don't, when they really started, they do now because they've made so much money, but they don't own all their titles on their platform, right? They are the middleman of, hey, we see a need. We see the users over here are really wanting something like this, and we see that we can do this with all these movies, and they bridge the gap. And now they make billions of dollars because they're the middleman between the consumer and the need. Well, Facebook, for an example, they're the same thing. They saw a need, but, I mean, we think about it. Facebook created a blank website. If it wasn't for you and me, there would be nothing on Facebook. If tomorrow we just decided, hey, we're going to boycott Facebook, Facebook could go down in 24 hours because me and you provide all the media content that's on there. So they saw a need. They don't provide any content. They're just the middleman of the consumer and the content. Airbnb, same way. They don't own any hotels. They don't own any homes. They don't own anything. They're the middleman between the consumer. And they saw a need of people having empty rental homes all across the United States and need additional income, so they bridge the gap. But they don't own the homes. They don't do anything for the consumers, really. They just bridge the gap. Well, you see down here, Legal Shield, we don't own any law firms. We don't own our law firms. We don't own our employees. I'm not an employee. Well, I'm an employee of Legal Shield. Independent associates are not employees of Legal Shield. So what they do is they see the consumer, and they saw the need, and they're the middleman. And you look, these four industries right here, we all know those names. We all go, hey, know that, hey, yep, know that one. All these, you can combine their revenue, and you combine the legal industry revenue. Those four companies still do not touch the money that's circulated in the legal industry every year. There are billions and billions and billions and billions and more billions of dollars circulated in the legal industry in North America every year. And all those combined, we all know. So how long will it be when Legal Shield will be a household name just like those other four? The difference is those other four didn't ask me and you to do anything. They asked us to do anything. They just didn't pay us anything. Yeah. Right? So Legal Shield says, hey, we'll pay you for bringing value to the consumers. And you're the middleman. So action steps. Become a member. If you haven't downloaded the apps yet, you can download the apps. And if you're a guest this morning and you see value in what you saw, you can actually go to the top of the app. You can hit buy now, and you can actually start filling out the membership right now. You can actually become an associate through there as well. And again, you'll actually get access to the app as a member in about 10 to 15 minutes. So you'll be able to log into the app. And Monday morning, if you need to call the law firm, you can call the law firm. If you want to start your will this weekend, you can start your will this weekend. If you want to use member perks this weekend, you can use member perks this weekend. you can become an associate today. You can start building your business this weekend, and by mid-next week, you can have $360 sitting in your checking account. Then also what you want to do, because we have a 45-year-old rich history, we have people that have already paved the way and have already proven a system that works. And the cool thing is the company spends millions of dollars putting all these systems in place so we don't have to invent them on our own. All we have to do is plug people into them and let the system take care of itself. So we actually have a website, connect.legalshield.com/start, that you can actually go to this evening, and there's five videos on there that you can watch, and you can actually watch the video step by step that leads you and actually show you exactly what to do in the next 20 days to earn your $360. So it tells you step by step of what to do. There's documents on there, everything. And then number four, get paid and get promoted, because there's a $180 bonus sitting on the table. Why would you not pick it up? Why would you not do what you have to do to get $180 in the next 20 days? Because whether you do it or not, you're still going to eventually hit senior associate if you stay in the business. So why not do it in 20 days and get a $180 bonus for doing it? So don't come back next week because we're not here. So I'm going to turn it back over to Mr. Hall as he closes out. So thank you all so much.
All right, so here's how the rest of this morning is going to look. We're going to take about a 10-minute break. You stretch, get your questions answered. If you're a guest, get your app set up. If you need to use the restroom and stuff out there, they do have some profiles of success books. If you don't have one, they have some out at the table that are half price from last year, half price. Right now, if you call and order a Profiles of Success book, I think it's like $30 plus shipping and handling. If you've ever mailed the phone book to somebody, it costs more to mail it to them than it does to buy it. But they have some out there. That has all the stories of all the top leaders in the company, everything about them. And so as you have guests coming for future Super Saturdays, if you're not familiar with who they are or stories about different leaders, I'd strongly encourage you to have one. I get one every single year, and on my since the day I signed up, every single year, it's like high school yearbook. I'm like Groundhog Day, repeating it over and over and over. But it's so cool to look back 5 years, 10 years, and see where people were. Do you remember back when this guy was a $50,000 ring earner, and now they're a millionaire club member, and see the growth and the transition? So I always love to go back and read the old story. Oh, he grabbed one right here. Awesome. So thank you very much, Steve. If you don't have one, I'd strongly encourage you to get it. And at $15, it costs more than $15 to mail this from corporate office. So there's only one box of them out there. So when they're gone, they're gone. But in about 10 minutes, we're going to come back. We've got a little bit of recognition to do. And then we've got some pearls of wisdom that Mr. Abbott, again, has come all the way out from Arkansas to share with us, and some exciting new announcements of things coming up over the summer that the company's doing for you. So we'll see you all back here in about 10, 15 minutes, guys. You, I was uptight, wanna let loose, I was dreaming.